Hi, this is Todd Duncan. I wanted to welcome you to Faculty Focus. This is a new feature being brought to you by the teams at Mortgage Success Source, and our desire is to have you recognize the value of the MSS faculty, where they've come from, where their commitments to your future and your success lie, and really get to know them on more and more of a personal basis. And we hope that this series of calls and certainly the future of Faculty Focus, as you see things coming from the faculty on a consistent basis, gets you kind of dialed into who these people are and certainly benefit from their teachings and their ideas and the things that they want to offer to you to help you be the very, very best you can be. Today we have the neat opportunity to have some time with Cindy Ertman. Cindy and I have known each other for quite a while, and Cindy's got a wonderful, rich history in the business. She's been around doing mortgages for 20 years. She's got a passion that is felt and seen the minute you meet her. She's been ranked by Mortgage Originator Magazine in the top 100 for the last 8 of 9 years. She's also the Executive Vice President for Platinum Capital Group in Manhattan Beach, California, and co-manages the company's sales force and serves on its leadership team. She is a faculty member of MSS, which I've indicated to you. She dedicates a lot of her time supporting and educating loan originators nationally, and she really considers herself to be a relationship specialist and has spent her career successfully building and sustaining strong realtor relationships and partnering. When she's not structuring a loan or leading her team, she cherishes her time with her husband and her 3 children and enjoys her Manhattan Beach community. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman and a true pro. Cindy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Todd. Thanks so much for that introduction.
You're welcome. You earn it. You earned it, deserve it, and there's probably a lot more we can say about you. But let's do that as we chat a little bit. Our desire on this call is to have all the originators and managers and leaders out there get a glimpse of who you are and kind of what makes you tick. So I think one of the great questions that we could probably start off with would be to kind of describe maybe your core success philosophy when you think about the mortgage business and being in business.
Well, I think, you know, the beauty of a long-term relationship in any business is change. And certainly we've seen more of that in the last couple of years than we care to admit. But, you know, I think we've got to move with it. And I think, you know, growth is huge in terms of long-term success. I think I've always really built a successful business off building relationships, and for me, the bulk of those relationships did turn out to be realtors, and that's actually served me really well over the last 21 years. But I also have kind of redefined things as we've moved forward, and as I've done some personal coaching over the years, and I've learned in the last year that to really hone in and focus on what I would consider to be my own unique ability and spend kind of more time in that arena instead of trying to be all things to all people has really helped me in this kind of a challenging marketplace. And I think for me personally, really defining that those areas of my expertise are business development, certainly relationship building. I am passionate about marketing and managing our database, kind of leading, inspiring a sales force. I'm the sales manager of our company, and I spend a lot of time in the teaching and training and sharing of resource arena. So those are really the areas that I've focused in on as sort of my unique abilities and just try to spend a lot more time in those areas.
Yeah. Well, I certainly resonate with that comment. I think that far too often we see people that either, A, haven't been introduced to the idea of their unique ability, and really, if we backed up just a few, you know, inches before that as a concept, they probably haven't been introduced to the ideology behind, you know, life planning and having a business vision and building a plan around that vision. And, you know, it's hard to really even understand the power of unique abilities until you know what your life plan is and until you know what your business vision and plan is. But I think that salespeople today that get their arms around, leaders today who get their arms around the idea that they do have a unique ability, that they're gifted in that area, and that there's a hopeful marriage between their giftedness and the job that they're in, if they could get clear on the idea that you go with your strengths, you do more of the day, what you're wired to do well, and you maybe even reject the idea that I need to improve my weaknesses if, in fact, the weaknesses are, you know, categorically things you'll never be good at, you know.
Right.
And if they can begin to balance those things out, then I think people see success differently. Why don't you think enough people have at this juncture really understood the power of deciding on and then developing their unique abilities? Do you have a sense as a leader of that?
Well, I firmly believe that to really establish what you're good at, you have to be very, very honest and open with what you're not good at. And you have to be willing to look within yourself. And I think for me, over the course of probably the last 5 years, I've really been able to take the time and been willing to take the time with coaching leaders to help me break that down. And certainly there's areas of my life that, you know, I wasn't good at, and I've really worked hard to improve time management. I mean, I was one of those people and still am to some degree where I work a lot of hours, and that's really by choice because it's just how I'm wired and it's who I am. And for me, work isn't work. You know, it's just something that I'm passionate about, and I felt, you know, very fortunate that, you know, 21 years ago I fell into a career that I've been so passionate about for so long, so I think I was just lucky to a large degree. But the beauty in breaking down what you're not good at and really honing in just has not only helped my business from certainly an origination perspective and a sheer numbers perspective and an income perspective, but I'm so much happier because when you're really spending time focused in areas that are within your unique ability, you know, you're just a lot more fulfilled. I'm more fulfilled personally, professionally, and for me, when I started with the life coach or the life plan with coaching, kind of the beauty of that system is that I fit my life in around my business, not the other way around.
Right.
And it really, really shifted for me the ability to kind of set up a life the way that I wanted it to look. I have 3 children. I've got 2 football players, a soccer player. Life's busy, you know, and a strong career. So for me to really look at what's my focus, what's important, and then to be able to make business decisions that support that definitively changed my life in such a positive way. And you just become better to all people. You become better to your realtors and your relationships, all of your referral partners. You're better with your clients. I think you're more effective. I think you care more. And you can help really try to inspire and build and institute that concept in other people's lives, which is just very powerful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if I'm, I put myself several times in the last 4 or 5 minutes into the role of listener, and I found just extreme, you know, moments of kind of these value bombs, you know, that people really need to get their arms around, because I think in society today, and certainly as we look at the business that we're in over the last couple of years, and as we, you know, and as we look at, you know, even the year that we're in, I mean, there's ups and downs. And the one thing the mortgage business is absolutely certain to produce are consistent flows of ups and downs and highs and lows. And yet the guys and gals that get centered on what's important to them, to decide life first and then to look at how that forces daily efficiency in your business, and then to arrive at a point where you've put boundaries on your business so that you can have a life, and that then by default forces you to say, okay, if I only have limited time during the day in my business because of how I've designed my life, then it would make all the sense in the world that I just focus most of that time on what I'm good at and what produces, you know, the greatest ROI for my time invested. And if I can get real clear on that as a listener, just in our short time together so far, it's probably one of the most catalytic life-changing moments that I would ever experience. You're a leader. You've experienced this, Cindy. You're passionate about it. Talk for a moment just about, you know, in your time with your own sales team at Platinum, you know, what have you seen in, you know, maybe the last year or so or whenever, as you've sat down and gone one-on-one with your team, trying to kind of take your commitment to this philosophy of life planning and business planning and getting focused on your unique abilities to a salesperson who maybe isn't where you're at yet. Do you have some thought and comment on that?
Well, a couple of things. I think the toughest thing with this market that we're in is realizing that to sustain, we have to change. We have to change with it. I think that is probably the single biggest challenge for so many loan officers is really wrapping, you know, your arms, your head around the mark that we are truly in right now. And I know that for my particular team, you know, we've always been in a super jumbo marketplace. I mean, our average loan amount was, you know, 800,000 plus. So this market has really, really taken a toll in that, you know, there's really no resources for our clients out there. And as the jumbo market has really scaled back, it's been very, very challenging. So I think trying to sit down and really determine not only how we can utilize our own talents as a team more efficiently and effectively, but also really identifying what market are we in, folks, and if we are going to sustain and get to the other side of this and be able to be successful while we're going through this change, we have to really accept the market that we're in and make some very definitive shifts to our marketing plan, to how we're coming at our business. And we have really sought, I mean, kind of our goal for this year is to completely redefine our business plan, you know, that we've had for the last 21 years. And I have to tell you personally, that's been one of the most challenging things for me to wrap my own head around, because I quite frankly love my president and CEO clients, you know, and I relate to them and I find them interesting and motivating. And so for me to suddenly say, wait a minute, we're in a Fannie Freddie Ginnie market and an FHA market, and I, to this day, not ever done an FHA loan, but that is very, very much about to change in the next 30 days. We've just started a complete new marketing plan geared towards an inland marketplace to redefine, because otherwise we don't probably have the ability to sustain any sort of volume and income level, certainly through the next couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a healthy perspective. Let's talk a little bit about snapshots, you know, of success for you and your business. And we've alluded to some of your points of passion and whatnot. But if an outsider looked in and kind of just did a flyby and had a chance to look at your office, to look at your personal business, to look at, you know, Platinum under your leadership, what would they be most impressed by? And then for each of those, why? You know, why, what about that would typically impress people?
I think if someone looked at it from the outside, I think, one, just the professionalism that our origination team, you know, brings to the party and our team as a whole, as a company. I think leading by example is huge, and I try to, anything that I want to download to a loan officer, any area that I want to be able to help somebody grow and build, I try to do it first to see if it works. Like a marketing piece, we just did a marketing piece, and I thought, okay, I want to try this before I put it out to the office and see if it really works. What kind of results do we actually get? If I send out 1,500 pieces, what is, you know, my response ratio? So, I mean, I really try to lead by example. I think, without a doubt, the ability to create relationships, to build them and sustain them. Mm-hmm. I do see an awful lot of loan officers that work really hard to build them, and then they don't work on the sustain piece. So, you know, they're constantly trying to build new relationships with people to get new business in the door instead of just really effectively managing the relationships that they've built. And it's far easier to not have to reinvent the wheel all the time, but to just build stronger relationships as you go.
Well, let me ask a question on that before you hit the third one, because I've oftentimes said that, you know, it's interesting to me that people will do almost anything to get business flowing, you know, but they don't do anywhere near enough to keep it kind of going. And why is it that when it is so easily understood that a sustainable relationship produces consistent cash flow, why don't more salespeople in our industry pursue that, in your mind?
Well, I think, you know, you go through a tough transaction. Let's use a realtor as an example. You go through a really difficult transaction, and maybe it didn't go so well. You know,
yeah.
I think a lot
been
of
there.
You know, the loan officer just walks away from that relationship and goes off to build another one instead of, again, being willing to kind of face the music. And you've got to be willing to face what you did wrong in a situation. And frequently, you know, we've got to fall on the sword even if we don't feel we're wrong. But I think the long-term relationship comes from facing the music and being able to pick up the phone or schedule a coffee. Or, you know, I'll call a realtor and say, hey, can I buy you a glass of wine after work? Because I find that they're less guarded, you know, after work, and I can build a much stronger relationship. But be able to really do a connection call and, you know, state, look, I realize that this situation didn't work out the way we wanted it to, and, you know, this is from my perspective what occurred. Can I please get some input from you as to what you feel occurred and how I could do a better job and how we could work more in sync in the next transaction? And it's really about facing issues and making corrections as you go. I mean, we try to meet as a team every 30 days to look at the last 30 days, kind of download what's occurred on each of our transactions, identify where the issues were. I mean, as an example, we just lost a rate lock because the rate lock wasn't being managed properly. It cost us a lot of money to deliver the rate that we promised the borrower because the rate expired. So it's about, all right, we have a situation here. We had one person that had a family emergency and left for 2 weeks unbeknownst, you know, that wasn't planned, and he's the one that manages rate locks. So we need a backup system to manage that and immediately put something into place to correct that situation so we now have two people responsible for tracking them. But it's about addressing the issue head on.
Yeah. You know what I think? I think too many people, when there's a problem, run from it rather than run to it.
Absolutely.
And the key to any relationship is to understand, A, it's never going to be perfect. And I like what another faculty member, Greg Frost, states, that, you know, that communication is a lubrication to a well-run partnership. You know,
absolutely.
Just, you got to be engaged and you got to talk. And, you know, if you truly believe that there's this idea of sustainable cash flow, it's only a function of having sustainable relationships. And for those to occur and to grow, there must be communication. And whether it's good news, bad news, to face the music and to come up with solutions and to continue to improve efficiencies is what relationships are all about. So I know we'll talk more about that as we continue, but thanks for your insight on that. What's the third thing that, if I'm looking at your business, I'd be kind of impressed by?
I think our ability to effectively market and manage a database. And, you know, it goes back to what, you know, we've all heard for many years from many of our leaders throughout the country and our industry. But unfortunately, it's true. You know, I mean, it's not rocket science to do this effectively. And I will tell you that there are people in our industry that are far more sophisticated than I in terms of their database management system. But, you know, it doesn't have to be complicated to work really effectively. I mean, we use ACT as our contact system, and, you know, we've got the overlay from Loan Toolbox, and it has worked great for us for many years. And, you know, we've kind of gotten away almost, not away, we're still doing an email marketing campaign through LTB, but we have gotten back in within the last month to being much more effective, I think, with a hard mail campaign. And really managing that database on a monthly basis. We do not do any farm areas. We do strictly previous clients and realtors and referral partners. And it's just, it works. And what we try to do is I just use myself as the guidepost and say, if this came in the mail to me, would I throw it away? If I would throw it away and I'm a really, really tough critic, then I wouldn't send it. So I really look at creating value and trying to provide pieces that are not just timely and educational, but that, you know, have a reason for sustainability.
Right.
And that has worked extremely effectively for us. So, I mean, we just sent out a marketing piece just the week before Christmas, and the first 2 weeks of January, we've had over 100 clients call to discuss refinancing in a two-week period. I mean, it was just, it's been incredible. I mean, we have physically turned in 21 loan files just off this one piece. So it wasn't, I mean, I think one, we hadn't hard mailed in a while to our client base just because of economics and, but it, you know, I just went back to basics and said what used to work, and this worked.
Yeah. Well, I think that just reminds us that, you know, there's a great question out there, would you buy from you? You know, based on what you see, based on what you send, based on what you receive, you know, would you buy from you? And I think that's what you're talking about here. There's so much junk that's sent out that it actually creates the opposite effect that we want in our business. And so I think that, you know, as our followers continue to learn from our faculty members, you know, I know that there's great insight to gain from you in the database area. So as we wind up this introduction call to you, Cindy, I know you talked a little bit about change and a little bit about your top focus for the next 12 months. Do you have any other insights you'd like to share with the Mortgage Success Source follower group and customers and community about you and what they can look forward to from time to time from you in Faculty Focus?
Well, I like to be a resource to others because, you know, I mean, when you manage a sales force and you've got ideas flowing in within your own company with 50 people, it's really helpful to not have to reinvent the wheel. And I think as we go forward with limited resources and to be able to share things that are working within our own organization, and I'm a big believer that for loan officers out in their own companies, that anything that you can do to share information. Sometimes we hold it so close to the cuff because we don't want to give out any of our, you know, precious resources to our competitors, even within our own office. But I think that really opening yourself up to share your own talents with your own organization, because we all, you know, we've got to help our companies survive.
Right.
We have to support our companies more than we ever have before. For those that are, you know, mortgage banking companies, we need to support our bank. But we need to support the loan officers, you know, and come together as a team, and I've seen that happen in our own organization. So I would just really like to encourage people to share information and know that I will do anything humanly possible to help, you know, all loan officers to share information that is working for us to help them be more successful.
That's great. That's great. Well, on behalf of Mortgage Success Source, I want to thank you, Cindy, for spending some valuable time introducing yourself to all of the people that rely on our company for guidance and for strategies and tactics to help them succeed. I know that people anticipate more and more from you as the year rolls on, and thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd. Have a great day.